Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters,
keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome to another edition of Fort McMurray Matters. Good afternoon, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And on today's show, we're going to be talking about movies, specifically our movie theater reopening. But before we get into that, joining me over the phone right now is Roxanne Andrus and Megan Hall with the RMWB. So we're here to talk about Canada Day, specifically the Canada Day Parade, as there will be an event this year. Instead of it being the original parade down Franklin Avenue, it's going to be a little different. I believe it is a drive-through event. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. Last year, we actually did a virtual event, and we did not have a parade due to the COVID restrictions that were in place at the time. This year, we have been able to move forward with having a drive-through parade, so that was really good news for us.
For sure. And I'm trying to think. Oh, sorry, it was the Santa Claus parade that was a drive-through last year. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm curious, maybe, I don't know if you were taking part in the Santa Claus parade, and I heard a lot of people, you know, mention that it was just nice to actually be able to go see the floats. Did you get a lot of feedback about, you know, the whole drive-through aspect?
We had a lot of positive feedback following the Santa Claus parade with people who enjoyed the opportunity to get out and do something with their families that was a little bit different. And I do think that the turnout and the event itself went very, very well. We were quite happy with the outcome following the event.
Were there any discussions? Okay, I'm assuming there were discussions about having, you know, just a regular Canada Day parade. We are in stage two of the province's reopen plan. If those discussions were happening, why was it decided that the drive-through was the best outcome for this year?
So when we did start planning the Canada Day Parade, which does happen very early on, sometimes people don't realize how much time goes into organizing these types of events. And we were put in a position where we had to plan with the current restrictions that were in place. So given that, we had to make sure that it didn't promote gathering. We had to do a drive-in event, which was the only real option that was provided to us at the time. Mm-hmm. And as the restrictions changed, we also updated our regulations as well. So when we had an increased outdoor gathering limits, we were able to increase our limits as well. But because we were forced to plan within current restrictions, it did not allow for a traditional parade.
Okay. So we're obviously going to get into a little bit more information about how people can view the parade, but we know that there's a deadline coming up for those who want to take part in the parade, and I know one of those individuals, or I guess groups, is definitely us here at the radio station. We always love doing it at the parade. So how can those who want to take part do so?
So parade registration does close next week, June 17th at noon. And if you want to register your organization, you can visit the website. So it's www.rmwb.ca/Canada Day. It's a really simple application. You can just click register. It's a step-by-step form. It asks you a few questions about, you know, the style of float that you're going to enter, your organization's name, all that good stuff. And it's simple and easy. You hit submit and you confirm your registration. We do have a maximum of 45 floats that we can fit. So get your registrations in as quick as possible.
Do we know how many have already signed up?
I don't have a definite number in front of me, but I do know that we do have, a lot of our regulars, our returners are coming back. And so, yeah, we still do have room to take more. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are there any, I guess, is there any information out right now about how residents can take part? I know in at the Santa Claus parade, I believe there had to be a registration, and obviously with COVID, when it was, I believe, last Canada Day when we had fireworks, there was a lottery just because a lot of people wanted it, and then obviously we don't want to gather too many people because of COVID. Are those going to be implemented this year? Do we have any idea about that?
We are launching a booking system on June 23rd. So we did include some information regarding that out in our news release that went out a week ago, I think it was. And we have increased the number of booking slots that we have available for residents. Having the parade staged on Clearwater Drive has given us significant more space to be able to fit more people. So we have increased the amount of booking time slots that will be available. And the entire reason we do the booking system is because we have to ensure that we keep down on traffic congestion. And then we also want to make sure that we're keeping down on wait times for those who are coming out to view the parade.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that definitely makes sense. Do we know roughly, obviously, with families, it's tough as one person will obviously be driving, and then the rest of the family will be in the vehicle. But do we know roughly how many residents you think will be able to take part in the drive-through?
There will be a significant amount of spaces available. We are running the parade from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Okay.
And the time slots will be available June 23rd for them to book.
June 23rd. All right. Well, I think we covered, you know, all the really important information. But Roxanne and Megan, is there anything else that we missed and didn't have a chance to chat about?
I think one important thing to note is that it'll be busy downtown on the parade route that day. So for people who are just out and about enjoying Canada Day or coming down to enjoy the parade, to check out our website and make sure that you are reading all the activities that are happening down around Clearwater Drive in the area, so that you plan your day, for traffic and things like that. So
I was just going to add that people can always go and visit our website at www.rmwb.ca/Canada Day, and that's where they can get the most up-to-date information, the road closures, other activities that will be happening in our community, and all the information that they might be looking for will be on our website.
All right. Well, I speak for myself, and I'm assuming many people in the community that I am definitely excited for Canada Day, and I want to see a lot of these different floats. It definitely will be a fun time, and I look forward to hopefully having a regular Canada Day parade next year. But Roxanne, Megan, thank you so much for taking a couple of minutes to come on the show.
Awesome. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Once again, that was Roxanne Andrus and Megan Hall talking about the Canada Day Parade. Again, it will be a drive-through event this year, with float registration ending on June 17th at 12 p.m., with registration to view the parade happening, or I guess starting on June 23rd. If you're looking for more information, all you have to do is head to rmwb.ca/Canada Day. We're going to take our first break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but don't go anywhere, as coming up after the break, we're going to be talking about movies, specifically our movie theater reopening.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And if you're just tuning into the show right now, before the break, we had a chance to hear from the RMWB. As the Canada Day Parade will be moving forward, it will be a drive-through event. So float registration ends on the 17th. However, to just view the parade, registration will open up on the 23rd. If you're looking for more information, head to rmwb.ca/Canada Day. Now joining me over the phone is Bill Walker, who is the CEO of Landmark Cinemas. So Bill, first off, I appreciate you taking a couple minutes, and we were talking a little bit off air, and we had you back on before the pandemic when we were talking about the exciting news when it came to our new movie theater in town. I believe we had you on early in the pandemic to talk a little bit more just about how the movie industry was doing, but we're here to have you come back on to talk more positive news. Movie theaters are now reopened in Alberta, including here in Fort McMurray. I know this has been a long time coming, and there's still a lot of theaters across the country that are still closed, but to have, you know, movie theaters in Alberta open again, I'm sure it's been a fun time for you and everyone else in at Landmark.
Yeah, it's been an exciting day. I'm out at one of our new theaters today, and it's just good to see guests walking through the door again.
Can you talk about what the last 15, 16 months has been for your industry? You know, I'm sure there was a lot of, you know, questions, and it must have been very tough not knowing exactly how everything was going to go.
This pandemic has really taken a toll on the theater business and ultimately entertainment and public assembly type space. And so for us as a business, having various kind of open and closure periods over the last year, I think going through all of these open and closures of the last year, it's been certainly difficult for the movie business, as it has been for many sort of entertainment businesses. You know, while we were open last summer and into the fall before our kind of closure over the third wave, mm-hmm. ultimately we were able to keep a lot of our staff on board. We were doing Uber Eats and Skip the Dishes, and folks in Fort McMurray were ordering lots of pop and popcorn, but it was far from paying the bills. And so it's exciting to be able to open the doors again today.
Mm-hmm. You know, popcorn or microwavable popcorn is nice, but it definitely does not beat, you know, movie popcorn. So I can understand a lot of people wanting to take part in that.
You know, a lot of people were just showing their support, I think, for theaters and knowing how difficult it had been, and mm-hmm. we're getting lots of large popcorns delivered, and so we appreciate that support throughout the pandemic.
I want to talk a little bit more and a little bit just about a potential rebound here. We have been seeing a rebound in movie theaters in the United States, and we've been seeing box office numbers have been quite well down there. But before we get into that, had there been times throughout this pandemic where maybe the thoughts crossed your mind that, you know, this is it, this is the what's going to force movie theaters to close down? Was that thought ever, you know, occurring for you and your company?
No, it really didn't. There were a couple of reasons. We're part of a bigger group, and so financially speaking, we knew we could weather the storm, and we knew we were good. Even if this thing lasted 2 years, we were going to be there to stand on the other side of it. I think the other piece that we firmly believe in, and frankly we know, is that movie theaters are still one of the most important pieces of economics that contribute to blockbuster movies. And we know that the consumer demand for blockbusters is huge. And so this is a huge piece of studios economics, is building blockbuster franchise type movies and releasing them in movie theaters. And so through the pandemic, well, yes, much has been made of studios selling movies off to streaming services or releasing in alternative platforms. What's worth noting is all of the biggest films, all of the James Bonds, the Top Guns, the Fast Nine, all of those films wait for theaters to be reopened because they know that the only economics that they can generate to pay for that type of content is by having a big theatrical release that launches these movies onto a proper platform. And so that's why I've always believed through this that those economics and our contribution to the value chain was what was going to sustain movie theaters.
Mm-hmm. Moving away from economics, I am a big movie person. I love going to the movie theater. And the reason I do is for, you know, that experience. We're watching a movie at home. It can be exhilarating. And I'm a big horror guy, and I love watching horror films. But watching a horror film, say, at home compared to a movie theater, it's a much different experience.
Completely. I mean, people have watched lots of content at home, and we've always competed with the home, but there's a few experiential differences that just don't happen at home. First of all, it's just the distractions and your ability to focus. I mean, you don't usually shut the phone off at home and completely disconnect, whereas at the theater, the phone's off, you're strictly focused on that big screen in front of you, and you can just kind of escape into the story. And so I think the memories that are created in watching a movie in the theater is just fundamentally different than watching one of those same movies at home.
We're going to take our last break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but don't go anywhere, as coming up after the break, we're going to finish our talk with Bill Walker, CEO of Landmark Cinemas.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And if you're just tuning into the show right now, joining me over the phone is Bill Walker, CEO of Landmark Cinemas. And we're talking about movie theaters in Alberta being allowed to reopen. That includes here in Fort McMurray. I know you mentioned earlier that movie theaters were open last summer. I was able to go see a few movies, and I really got excited taking part in seeing some older movies that I didn't have a chance to see in theaters. Jurassic Park, for example, my favorite movie / movies trilogy, Lord of the Rings, to finally see that in theaters was exhilarating. So maybe for your company, is this something that you want to see continued? I don't know how successful it was last year.
Yeah, I mean, it was successful in the sense that it kept people engaged, and frankly, it was the only content we had to put on the screen. But the economics and the number of visitors we can generate on a Jurassic Park or Lord of the Rings just doesn't compare to what can happen on these new exclusive blockbuster type movies. And so it's on occasion you'll see those things brought back. But the good news that we have for this summer into the fall is that the release schedule is full, and there's lots of new Hollywood studio-based content that's going to be coming onto our screens where we won't really have space, frankly, to pull back into the archive and play those movies.
Okay. So occasionally. So is there a chance that maybe one person named Bill Walker may be able to call some people in Fort McMurray and like every weekend near the end of the year, we have a little Lord of the Rings marathon? Because I would definitely take part in it.
Well, I think more so you can call somebody on our corporate sales team. You can book a theater all to yourself, and you can have that whole auditorium to watch whatever you so choose. But no, it's we do try to have fun with those things, but still the mainstream studio content and new side is definitely going to be the focus. Mm-hmm.
Do you see a big rebound happening specifically this year? I'm assuming 2022 is going to be, quite a big year for the movie industry, as we will still be dealing with COVID, but it should be in our rearview mirrors and it'll be kind of like the flu. Do you still see a rebound happening in 2021, specifically in Canada?
I think by the fourth quarter, we're going to be in a really good place. I think there's great content in the fourth quarter. I think capacity restrictions should be relaxed by then. Whether it's absolutely gone or just relaxed, time will tell. But ultimately, we're going to sort of gauge our experience based on how the customer is feeling about movie going and about entertainment venues. And so I think it's going to take some time for us to see how ready the customer is to come back to the movies in full capacity. And we're going to calibrate that for how the customer is feeling. And ultimately, our objective, of course, though, is eventually to fill these theaters up and welcome back thousands of people to enjoy the big screen.
For sure. Well, Bill, I know you're a busy man, so before I let you go, I know when you go to the theater in town, and I'm assuming at every other Landmark, right before the movie plays, there's a big video, yourself in there explaining all the protocols that your movie theaters are going through. For those who are maybe just right now want to go to the movie theaters or maybe are still a little nervous, which is understandable, can you just talk about some of the measures that you guys have in place and that you mentioned in that fascinating video you guys have?
Yeah, I'm a celebrity there. It's great. But no, I mean, listen, our safety procedures, we haven't changed from what we were doing last fall, regardless of what the provincial guidelines are. Theaters are actually really well positioned to do this, and I think it's a great place for people's first experiences getting back out into what we'll call the sort of new world that it'll feel like. And so as you arrive at the theaters, because we've limited the capacity and we have reserved seating, there's going to be distance between every pair of seats that we have in the auditorium. Our show times are spread out a little bit further, so there's never a large volume of people in the lobby or entering or exiting at any one given time. So you'll just find yourself feeling distance. The theater, ultimately, even when we're busy, because we space out the show times, feels relatively quiet. And then when you're seated in the auditorium and you take that mask off and start enjoying your popcorn, you can just escape for a couple hours and forget there's a pandemic going on around us. And then once you exit, we go through every auditorium, we sanitize every seat with a product called Vital Oxide, make sure everything's clean for the next set of guests before they arrive.
All right. Well, Bill, is there anything else you'd like to add? Maybe we didn't have a chance to chat about.
No, I think we covered everything. I appreciate the time.
All right. Well, Bill, I appreciate you taking a couple minutes. I know I speak just for myself, and I'm assuming a lot of people, that I'm excited to have movie theaters reopen. And like I said, fingers crossed I can see Lord of the Rings in theaters again. Fingers crossed.
Yeah, everything has a price. I'm sure you can figure it out.
Once again, that was Bill Walker, CEO of Landmark Cinemas. So if you're just tuning into the show late, we were talking about movie theaters across the province being allowed to reopen, which includes Fort McMurray. Also, earlier in the show, we were speaking with the RMWB, specifically Roxanne Andrus and Megan Hall, about the Canada Day Parade, which will be moving forward on July the 1st. It will be a little different, as it will be a drive-through event. Float registration will end at noon on the 17th, and registration just to view the parade itself will commence on the 23rd. If you're looking for more information, all you have to do is head to rmwb.ca/Canada Day. Now, that's all the time we have for today on Fort McMurray Matters, but make sure to tune into Mix 103.7 every weekday at noon to hear the interviews that matter to you and your community. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio, and this has been Fort McMurray Matters.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this episode or any past episode? Download the podcast at Mix1037FM.com.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.